Well, April, thank you so much for letting me and the crew come into your home here.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming by. It's really a pleasure to meet you.
That's awesome. Well, we've known each other on Skype and social media for a long time.
Yeah.
Several years.
Yeah, I was telling the guys that I used to have a podcast. I had you on twice, I think.
I remember coming on your show, mm-hmm. but this was like 5 years ago, years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, great to finally meet you.
Yes.
So, what's this little one's name?
This is Alice.
Alice?
Yeah.
And then what is
And Aiden.
Your big boy's name?
Aiden. Yeah, okay. Aiden.
Okay. And you got one other child.
Yeah, and then Avery. He's not here right now. But so we have 13, 11, and 2.
Okay. All right.
We're all A's. The whole family. A's. All five of us.
Okay. What's your husband's name?
Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about your story, mm-hmm. with Aiden specifically.
Yeah.
But let's go back even before that. Just talk about, you know, what do you do? You know, what are you involved with before Aiden was injured with vaccines? So I mean, what did you aspire that your life would hold before you had a vaccine damaged child? It kind of changed directions for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was my second son, so at that time, you know, I was taking care of a 2-year-old, so I was just a stay-at-home mom at the time, and right. I was working, and you know, I had aspired to be a writer and be in write movie scripts and be a screenwriter, and so that's how I kind of morphed into writing the blog that I write about Aiden and our story, what happened to him when he was a baby. So I mean, where to begin?
What did happen? what did happen to Aiden as a baby?
Well, I mean, Aiden's I had a very healthy pregnancy, but we had a really very inconsiderate doctor, and so it started off with that. He was really difficult on me, and he had subjected us to a lot of ultrasounds, because as you mentioned, when you first saw Aiden, he's a big guy, and I'm not. I'm petite. I'm 5'2", and he was 9-pound baby. So I was carrying kind of a heavy baby, so they had concerns for that reason, and they were putting us under a lot of ultrasounds, a lot of undue stress. And so when he was born, he was a big guy, and, you know, but he seemed to be developing okay. He breastfed naturally and normally. And, you know, we kind of had a rough start with the birth, but then he seemed to get over it, and we were moving on with our lives, and he was developing quite well. He was crawling. He was very physical, crawling at 4 months. And then he started walking when he was about 10 months. And he was talking by a year. He was already saying certain things like his body parts, his hands, mm-hmm. his heads. He was identifying characters on Sesame Street like Elmo. And then a month later, we went in for his immunization shots at 13 months. He got the MMR, the pneumococcal, and the chicken pox vaccine, the varicella. On that one day, and then he stopped, the words that he was learning stopped, and then he also started having this kind of bizarre behavior, this self-stimulatory behavior and pounding on the floor and lining things up, and so it was odd. He was still talking, but he had kind of a erratic speech. He would say one word one day and then not the next. And if you tried to get him to reproduce it, it was like he couldn't, like he forgot. And that went on for a while. And then the next time I went in to bring him into the doctor, several months later, I told her about it and that I was concerned with his speech. And he was doing kind of some babbling in the office, and she said, no, he's fine. He seems to be okay for his age. And she gave him some more shots, and then that was the end of the babbling. That the little language that he did have still was gone.
What you said she gave him more shots. What shots did she give him there?
I think that time he had the DPT and the polio, and so he went. So each round of shots that he received from 13 months, we stopped at the age of 3, and each time he received a round of shots, he would regress a little bit more. Okay. So the 13 months was the big whammy when we first started seeing the symptoms. We brought him back. And as I said, he was talking a little, so she wasn't too concerned about his lack of speech at that time, and she gave him those extra shots. And then as his language just disappeared completely and some of the behaviors became bizarre, like he was hitting his head and doing mm-hmm. things that were kind of weird and dangerous, then we took him back to the doctor and they diagnosed him with autism. And this was around the age of 2.5. And so then we went and did all the channels of trying to get him the traditional treatments, the mainstream treatments, the ABA therapy and all of that. And he started to receive speech and occupational therapy and all these other things and was making some progress. But then the way that they handle the treatments here in California is that once the child turns 3, the school districts have to take them over. Okay. So then we got him more shots in order to enter school.
Wow. So did you, at that point, did you suspect that he had been damaged from the original vaccines, but you still had to get the shots to get him into school?
Well, I asked the doctor about, I wasn't aware at the time. There is no medical, there is no exemptions here in California at present. And at the time there were, you could receive religious or personal beliefs exemptions, but I wasn't aware of it.
But you didn't know about them. Okay.
Yeah, and then when I asked the doctor about the vaccines, you know, I said that I did suspect that he regressed after he received his vaccines. She really sloughed it off, and she told me that, you know, that it was her, I'll never forget her response was, "That's too easy an answer." As if that somehow wow. would negate it because it was too easy.
It's too obvious.
It's too obvious, an explanation, so that can't possibly be it.
I punched you in the face and you fell down.
Right.
Why? You fell down because I punched you in the face. That's too easy.
Exactly. So she said it was too easy an answer. So, and really wrote it off and told me not to worry. And that it was really much more important that he received these shots. And he continued to receive his immunizations and that he needed them to go to school. No one told me otherwise. And so we did. And I was worried because he, as I said, he was making progress. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, if we don't continue with his treatments and we have to, in order to do that, we have to send him to school, then he'll lose the progress. But then what happened when he got his last set of shots when he was 3, he regressed again, lost all his language, and then he became aggressive, violent, banging his head, biting his arm. So it became really, it went from a situation that was moderate to severe. And it was, so at that point, you couldn't, she couldn't pull like the Jedi mind trick anymore. I knew what had happened. Mm-hmm. And I was clear about it. And that I was certain that that's what it was and we didn't want to vaccinate anymore. And so they proceeded to stop taking our insurance and didn't.
Because you wouldn't vaccinate.
She never said that was the reason, but I received a letter in the mail, you know, about a month later after I told her that he was, that I believed that he was vaccine injured. We didn't want to vaccinate anymore. And I had wanted her to run some allergy tests and to start helping me to get referrals to treat him biomedically. So then they dropped us from the insurance. They dropped our insurance. And then they also proceeded to lose our medical record. So then once I went back to try and get a copy of everything that had happened.
They lost it? Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So it's gone. I've tried to receive it from the storage unit. I've tried to send them, you know, letters of medical authorization letters to release it. And they've said they just can't find it.
Isn't that convenient? Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you talked to her after the second round and you said you're clear, you weren't doing the no Jedi mind trick anymore.
Right.
At that point, what was her response?
She just backed off. She didn't really say much. She didn't. She wasn't aggressive. Like I said, at the moment, she wasn't. But then I just felt that she didn't want us as a client anymore. She wanted to just kind of make us go away. That's the impression I got because it was pretty. It just the timing of it that is was just. It couldn't have been a month later that we received a letter that they were dropping us.
So, did she ever show any sort of regret? The pediatrician?
No, she never showed any responsibility. She never acted like there was any validity to what I was saying. She just kind of shrugged it, if that's what you think, but, you know, we don't have any proof of that. And, you know, she did say that she did believe there was something going on in the environment. She didn't think it was just a better diagnosis, which is what a lot of people will claim. Having been a pediatrician for 15 years, she knew that wasn't the case.
Right.
Because she'd seen it increase, but she didn't think it was the vaccines and didn't really entertain my sort of crazy notions, as she thought.
So that's why that's so bizarre to me, because we have, if you are, let's say you're an investigator,
mm-hmm.
and there's someone's dead, and there's four people there.
Mm-hmm.
You should investigate all four people.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do with vaccines is say, no, we're going to investigate three people. That fourth one couldn't have done it. You can go home.
Right.
That's the vaccines.
Right.
They won't look at it.
Mm-mm.
Why do you think that is?
I think because it's a huge disaster. And it's a huge failure on the part of the medical establishment. I mean, once you start really digging into the history, it doesn't seem that it was ever really something that we needed or was necessary. And there's a big kind of, they don't want to admit that they were wrong ever. And it's a big industry. It's
yeah.
really caught, the pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
And make a lot of money from the damage that it's caused. Because there's so many people that are vaccine injured today.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how can they let that go? So they won't look at it because it doesn't serve their interest.
Right. They won't let it go because the alternative is unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
That they've damaged millions of children.
Right.
I see the way that Aiden behaves, and you can tell that he's got the sweetness underneath that's
right.
trying to get through, but there's this shell that he can't get through.
Right. It's like being behind a wall or being, you know, trapped in a prison in a way, in yourself, because he's very sweet, as you guys mentioned. He's been, you know, loving to all of you that you've been here, and he's also a bright boy.
Yeah.
You know, I have no doubt that he has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, something happened with those vaccines that the body doesn't do what the brain wants it to do. And so he's not as in control of his system. And he also has a lot of issues with his gastrointestinal, you know, a lot of allergies, a lot mm-hmm. of food sensitivities,
yeah.
very highly sensitive child in his immune system, very mm-hmm. fragile, can get sick, and then
yeah.
has a really hard time getting over a cold. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, one of the doctors that I had spoken to about, because I'd actually asked about vaccines with my oldest son, and they really jumped down my throat then.
Mm.
My oldest son, when I first asked about it, the doctor said that this was based off of this British doctor who was a liar, and he had been, you know, and he told me the whole propaganda story that we always hear about Dr. Wakefield, and but I didn't know who he was at the time, and he said that these doctors were liars and they deserved to have their license removed. But what he wrote about in his paper, when you actually go back and read it, is actually what happened to Aiden. Exactly.
The gastrointestinal issues.
Right, because that's what started first. I mean, that was actually, you know, when I was talking about some of the stereotypical autistic behaviors, but, you know, I didn't mention that it was really like he would get up in the middle of the night because he would have such severe gut problems, gut pain, and
wow.
he would have to fill his diaper before he went back to sleep because he couldn't sleep like that. So he would wake up at like 2 in the morning and be wandering around until he went to the bathroom, then he'd go back to bed. And this would go on all day long, and it wasn't like normal. It was, you know, he was like explosive diarrhea, and it was like yellow and green and not, and obviously he wasn't tolerating foods that he were fine. He used to be able to eat yogurt, and then all of a sudden he would eat it and he would get sick. Mm. And so he was also just physically ill for a really long time.
Mm. Last question. So what would you tell a mother that's considering vaccinating her child?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't really tote the fence on it any. I don't really have a neutral position anymore. Not one of these people who says, well, just, you know, spread them out or do it once in a while. I really don't believe that they're necessary, and I really believe that they're very dangerous.
Mm.
So I would tell her before doing any to really, really look into it and really to research it, and not to dismiss other parents when they're telling you that their child is vaccine injured. Don't just write that off because of what you heard in the news, because that is scientific evidence. It really is.
And parents know their kids.
Of course.
Parents know their kids.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, right. We know exactly what happens.
Yeah.
And so if you don't trust yourself, you're going to end up making mistakes about it.
Yeah.
And then it's not something that you can undo easily, or you may not be able to undo it at all.
Yeah. Well, April, you're one of my heroes. I mean, because I mean, this is not easy to take care of Aiden, but you do it because you love him.
Yeah.
You're his mommy and you take care of him, and I tell you, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ty.